The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lenox, and Stockbridge. And, of course, watching us on Access Pittsfield Channel 1301 on your cable system and on PCTV Select on the Internet. We welcome all of our listeners and viewers here this morning, as we always do. And thanks. We're live and local this morning here in our WTBR studio. On Thursday, October 16th, waking up to kind of a chilly morning. I'm looking at about 36 degrees out there right now. There was a little, it looked like a frost on the ground as I was coming into the studio. Maybe that's dissipated by now. Looking at a kind of a decent day out there, decent fall day. We're going to hear about that weather forecast in just a moment. We have a great show for you on tap today. We're going to be talking about athletics at Berkshire Community College. That's right. BCC has recently been accepted into the NJCAA Conference for Athletics, and athletics are a thing again at BCC. We're going to be talking to Daryl Shreve. He's the Director of Recreational Services there at BCC. He's here in the studio this morning, and possibly one more guest showing up. We'll see how that works, but definitely talking to Daryl today about everything BCC undertook to get that designation and what it means to the students at BCC, and participation in athletics, such a key component of college experience. So I'm going to talk to Daryl all about that. First, let's get to our weather forecast this morning, see what we have on tap for us this morning and the rest of the day. Here we go.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly clear. Cooler with lows in the lower 30s. North wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Thursday, sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Thursday night, clear, cold with lows in the lower 30s. North wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
So it's going to be a sunny day today, and I'm seeing a high of 49, a low of 44 for the day. We'll see if that plays out as expected. And, Morning Drive has been a lot of politics lately. Luckily, Bill Sturgeon has done a great job this year of inviting every candidate for a municipal office to come on this show and give a half-hour interview to talk about who they are and what they believe their qualifications are for the office that they're running for. So pretty much everyone has taken him up on that, and we're playing a lot of those interviews during the morning. We're going to take a little break from politics this morning, although I will say that we were out at BCC last night. The PCTV crew was to produce two ward debates and the school committee debate. So if you missed those for whatever reason, you can go to the PCTV website, pittsfieldtv.org, and you can go check out those productions. And I'll throw a little promo for this evening's productions as well. Starting at 6 p.m. tonight, we have live debates again from BCC, from the Bolin Theater, the big theater there at BCC. The Ward 6 and Ward 7 debate is tonight, and the City Council at-large debate. Those are all happening this evening, so check it out. Those will be on the PCTV Channel 1303, the government channel, and, of course, also on PCTV Select and on Facebook. So you'll be able to check out tune into you to the civic responsibility of knowing the candidates and getting out there and voting as an informed voter. That's really what we try to make sure that we get out there for people, to get some information and get a sense of who the candidates are before they go in the voting booth on November 4th. So I hope you do that. All right. Welcome back again to the show. And Daryl Shreve, good morning. Thank you for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. It's a pleasure to be here and talk BCC in a little bit different than the political arena that you guys have been covering this week.
Yeah, we got to take a break from that once in a while, right? It is election season, and it's overwhelming sometimes. There's a lot of stuff going on. Hey, nothing more important though than staying in tune with your local political stuff. There's so much going on the national level, the state level. Today we're talking about athletics, and there's such a cool thing that I think may have flown under a lot of people's radar, that BCC recently was accepted into, now let me get this straight now, the NJCAA Division III Region 21. That is a mouthful, right?
Wow, you got it all. That's impressive. I still have to say it to myself sometimes, and I've been dealing with it for a year and a half as far as the process goes.
So. I had to write it down, so I do have a cheat sheet. Tell us what that means, first of all.
Yeah, so BCC, if you've been at BCC in the past years, you might have seen some club sports or some small activities here or there. And we were looking to get back into competitive athletics where we're going out and competing. Specifically, the region that we're in, we're going out and playing the other community colleges in Massachusetts, really, is the majority of our region, and then CCRI in Rhode Island. And so I think where this all started was I started at BCC back in 2019, had a full 9 months to get my feet wet, and then COVID hit, and our facility was shut down for 3 years. So once we had a year under our belt, we were looking for what's the next opportunity for recreation. And at that time, just enrollment at BCC is, I think, something that everybody was thinking about. And being the director of recreations, where can we contribute? Where can we help with this? And BCC has a wonderful array of students. And I think I was wondering, how can we attract some more, you know, traditional straight out of high school? I think everybody that's been to BCC or familiar with what we offer there knows how many great advantages you get by going to BCC, how great the classes are. And I think athletics was a wing that could make students more aware of BCC and attract more students there. And then being in the field that I am, I believe in the power of an athletics to help students and further their paths. So we went in and did a deep dive on what it would look like if we got back into the competitive field of NJCAA athletics, and did presentations to the college, and the college is on board and supportive and excited about it. And so here we are now with volleyball and bringing on baseball in the near future.
Wow. And so what's a little bit of the history? Had athletics and intercollegiate athletics been a part of BCC's experience previously at some point?
Yeah, so I think there's a rich history of athletics at BCC, but NJCAA-level athletics ended back in the mid-90s.
Okay.
But we had a variety of sports. If you talk to any alum from the 70s or 80s, they'll tell you, like, what the field house looked like, what all the sports were. Even if you walk into the field house to this day, you'll see right behind our lobby, there's a number of plaques for, like, men's soccer from back in the day.
Okay.
There's even one athletic director actually at CCRI who's in his 32nd year, and he was saying, hey, right when I started, we came out there and we had a few competitions before your program wrapped up there. So it's cool to kind of rekindle something and bring it back, and having a number of people walk into the gym and be like, oh yeah, this is sort of what it was like back when I was here, has been really cool to see.
Nice. And you know, I think you're right that it adds a level of richness to the experience of a college student, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it's almost like the full boat when it comes to you're obviously coming out of high school or other experiences, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that's another thing we're talking about too, is that a lot of other college interscholastic athletics are involving, you know, maybe 18, 19, 20 year olds. BCC, there isn't that limitation necessarily either, right?
Correct. Yeah, our main requirements, I mean, to play at the NJCAA level, you have to be enrolled in 12 credits.
Okay.
You have to maintain a 2.0 GPA, and you can't have used up your NCAA or NJCAA eligibility, meaning you could not have played someplace else prior for 2 years. But you could be 55 years old and you're like, hey, I want to come out there and swing the bat. That is something that's possible. And we've seen it with a few of the teams that we've played. One of our student athletes Got her undergrad at Tufts 7-8 years ago, mm-hmm. moved back out to BCC, wanted a change in career, and was really just looking for community. Mm. And I think that that's something that anybody that's been a part of athletics teams knows. Like, you find a sense of community when you play on teams like this. And that's been something really cool with our volleyball team, that they'd found something that they hadn't found previously, for those that were returning to BCC for a second year. Just even in the preseason, they're like, this is a great group of women that I can't believe, like, I didn't know before, and they've had a great time, and it's been really just very cool to see how tight they've become and how they work together, and really it's really fun to go out and support them for each of their games. We're 13 games into an 18-game season, and as I was mentioning before, we're driving out to Bunker Hill tonight. So
where is Bunker Hill Community College?
Yeah, Bunker Hill's on the north side of Boston. Okay. So we've got a little drive. So I like that weather report that we heard this morning. It sounds like it'll be clear sailing.
Clear sailing. That's what you want, right? Yeah. Especially for a college here in Berkshire County. And let's talk about where the teams will play. So you mentioned Bunker Hill. What are some of your other opponents?
Yeah, so the closest opponent we have is about an hour away, which is in Holyoke. And our conference schedule is largely Massachusetts Community Colleges. So we're on the east side of the state. I think the furthest north we go is Northern Essex, which is right near New Hampshire, if you haven't been up there before. And then we have Bristol Community College, which is a bit closer to Rhode Island on the far east side of the state, and sort of everything in between. There's some teams in Worcester and Roxbury and Bunker Hill in Boston. So we get all over the state, and they also have to come out to us. So for all of the sports, it's sort of a home and home situation. So there's 9 teams that we play in our conference for volleyball. We go to each of them once, and they come out here once. And we're looking to do some non-conference stuff, which will largely be, ironically, many of those games will be closer for us for some teams over in New York and the Albany area. So
will you eventually play some teams in the New York area?
Yeah. This season, we're just focused on getting the season off the ground, but we've already been in touch with a couple of teams about next year. Mm-hmm. So getting 3 or 4 non-conference games to just get prepped for our conference season, which will always be our main focus.
So it's Division 3 and then Region 21. So Region 21 describes that location and the teams that you play. Is that what it is?
Yeah. So Region 21 is essentially Connecticut, Rhode Island, and the New England area, so on up. But that's largely Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So there are no teams from Vermont, New Hampshire.
You don't have to drive to Maine for a game.
No. And there is some talk. There was one school in Maine that was sort of interested in. We weren't fully accepted into the league yet at that point, but there was a lot of, like, looking back and forth, like, oh, do we want to really do that?
You can't play volleyball on Zoom.
Yeah, correct.
You have to go there. And so as far as the challenges of being the furthest west school, you came up with a statistic right before we went on the air as far as the distances that the BCC players and coaches and folks will have to drive versus what the other teams generally have to do.
Yeah, so if we play 9 opponents, 8 of our trips to go on the road are further than anybody else's furthest trip other than coming out to us. So we do have a bit of a travel disadvantage on the road and advantage at home. And that you can see it because volleyball, you got about an hour warm up before the game, and it takes people a little while into that first, second set even before you start to see them, like, really playing their best because people are still getting adjusted and ready to go. So,
how many games a week are they playing, and how long does the season last for volleyball?
Yeah, so the season started early September. Our last game's October 28th, so it is a bit of a whirlwind.
Wow, for 18 games.
Yeah, for 18 games. We play every Thursday and Saturday and every other Tuesday. So 2 to 3 games a week. And our team practices each of the weekdays, and, you know, Sundays is a day off. So we got to give the students a little bit of time to study. And our volleyball team is super impressive. Everybody on the team has above a 3.5 GPA.
That's
so
great.
We've got a lot of really smart women. I'm really proud to, like, represent the group, and I'm glad that we're able to offer this to them because it's something that they're all very passionate about.
Yeah. Let's talk about that first game at the Fieldhouse. That was quite a thing. I was actually there for it for most of that. There was energy in that room that day, wasn't there?
It was amazing. Yeah. We had such support from campus, community, students. There was a good student cheering section. So there was a lot of energy around bringing NJCAA athletics back. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know this at the time, because if you looked at the standings from last year, it didn't look like that. But we were playing the best team in the conference. They're still
right?
undefeated right now.
Wow.
And they have only lost two sets through the whole season.
Huh.
So the first game, you know, the win-loss result wasn't exactly what we were expecting. So we were very happy the next game to travel to Roxbury and get a win, because after that first one, it was tough. But the energy in the room in Patterson, I've been in Patterson for 6 years now and hadn't really seen it like that before. Mm. So it was really, really cool to see that many people and the support that our community, I think Berkshire County loves sports and we want to come out and support it. And so it was cool to see that in that moment.
Yeah. And I know sometimes the last experience a lot of people have had with volleyball was like high school, mm-hmm. you know, or maybe if they've got kids that play volleyball in high school or something like that. But just sort of warm people up for, you know, what is involved with it at the collegiate level. Is it anything different than what we were used to seeing and playing? And it's different from like beach volleyball, too, right, in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that it's one of the reasons why we selected volleyball as one of our opening sports is it's the only high school girls sport that's expanding in participation.
Okay.
I think even Taconic, the closest high school to BCC, had 68 girls come out for tryouts. Mm. So we're really excited not just about the right now on our team, but also the future of what's happening. I know Hoosick and Drury just did a co-op this year, and they got up to 42 students for their first tryout. Mm. So it's really, really cool to see what's happening with volleyball in the area, and I think we're in at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, largely we're playing best of five. So five sets, the first four sets are to 25.
Hmm.
And I'll tell you what, Sean, I'm doing the scorekeeping for these games and you know, it's rally scoring. So on every serve, one of the teams scores and you're like, this is pretty simple.
Yeah.
If you look at a volleyball score sheet, not the most simple thing that we're doing and tracking, but you know, you watch a couple of YouTube videos. The officials that we have in Berkshire County are super wonderful. Mm. The referee assigner, Glenn Brookman, as well as the officials that have been working, have been really good with our team and sort of easing us into all the mechanics of running the game in the best way possible. But there was a big learning curve. I don't know if when you watch a volleyball match, if you watch collegiate or the Olympics, you'll always see the libero out there with a different colored shirt. And I've always wondered, like, I know that they're the shortest person on the court usually. I don't really know what their role is. I know what their role is now.
Yeah.
I don't know what their role is.
Explain that to me.
Yeah, so a libero, when they're out on the court, essentially you get so many substitutions in a volleyball game.
Mm.
The libero is exempt from that. So they can sub in and out really whenever they want to, with a few small stipulations. Mm. And it can be a way to keep your bigger frontline players in the front line more often. And if you don't want them in the back row, then the libero can kind of come in and take their spot, as you know, the players need to rotate through their spots in volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
And it can also make sure that you're keeping your, you know, you have to have six servers over the course of your volleyball match.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can make sure that you've got your strongest six out there. So it's a very strategic thing. And so I think for people that, you know, we're a big baseball community as well,
mm-hmm.
and baseball is a big strategy sport, and like kind of learning about the strategy pieces of volleyball has been really cool, because that was unfamiliar to me until I was sitting behind the score table and figuring it out.
Yeah, you would have to be. And you mentioned the referees, I guess, the umpiring or whatever staff. Those folks have to know what they're doing and they have to be experienced and they're coming in. So there's a lot of moving pieces here to make this a success. Isn't there?
Yeah, so the operation, game day operation, is, you know, that's really what falls on my plate. Coach Rising, who's our volleyball coach, she's a wealth of volleyball experience. She's super supportive, has built this great team atmosphere. I think our student athletes really enjoy playing for her. But my piece is all the eligibility, all the game day operations, all the travel pieces.
Right.
And so getting all that figured out, we always knew that there was going to be a little bit of a learning curve. But we've been, I think Region 21 is really great. I think the other athletic directors have been very supportive, even at the national level. The national offices for the NJCAA are in Charlotte, and I've been on
no kidding.
Multiple calls with them, and they are the friendliest, most helpful people, and they really want to see student athletes succeed and make sure that the colleges are set up for success. Mm-hmm. But learning, you know, okay, we have our two main officials, we have our score table, which apparently needs a libero tracker, a scorekeeper, and a scoreboard operator. And
a
so
libero tracker,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's it's a whole thing. And then you think, okay, and then we have to, you know, find some line judges to make a couple of calls. And then you also need some ball shaggers out there because volleyball can go anywhere. And so, you know.
Especially if you're in the crowd.
Right, absolutely.
You might have to field a volleyball or two coming your way.
Absolutely. So, and we've had a great team of students at BCC who aren't on the team that are helping with these different aspects. And it's been, I mean, we've been really blessed to have them, and they're super consistent and some of the team's biggest supporters. So.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. We're speaking with Daryl Shreve. He is the director of recreational services at Berkshire Community College, and we're talking about BCC's recent acceptance into the NJCAA. So that's actually the National Junior College Athletic Association. It's a national conference, right, that brings together colleges to do interscholastic play, and the volleyball is their first sport coming back into the world of sports here. So we're talking about that on Morning Drive this morning. Talk about what BCC had to do to gear up for this new level of participation and competition with other schools, because it's, again, a whole number of things had to get ramped up just to be able to get accepted, and then once that happened, all the other things. What did you have to do to make that happen?
Well, I think that if you come to the BCC campus and you see our recreational facilities, for a small community college, we are really, really blessed to have the field house, to have the turf field. And so it's a frequent question for, you know, the sports enthusiasts in the area. It's like, okay, where are the sports?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we host so many events between high school and all of that, that our spaces have always been very healthily used.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like our spaces weren't being utilized, but it is a question of like, oh, can BCC be involved? And at the start of my tenure, there were so many other things that I was focused on getting into. But once we got settled in, I was like, you know, I don't really know the answer on if we could or should have sports. But let's dig into this, see what the dollars and cents would be,
mm-hmm.
You know, look into the logistics, look into the process of joining the league. And sort of digging into it, I was going in completely open-minded, almost thinking, yeah, we might, you know, then have an answer to say, this is why we're not in a league.
Yeah.
And the more I looked at it, the more I was like, I think this would actually be a really, really positive thing. I think that it's very doable. And when you see so many other community colleges in the state that are having this offering, it kind of gives you confidence that the BCC should be able to do it as well.
And that's another good reason for students coming to BCC who, you know, may have had great experiences at the high school level in athletics, and they get to their community college and they say, well, what's going on here? If there isn't something going on there, and they're like, well, gee, you know, do I really want to be here? So this is one more reason that to attract people, right, and to keep them and retain them.
Absolutely. And why I'm in the field that I'm in is the cool thing about college is you come to college because you're choosing to be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not every class is a class that every student wants to. Like, there's just some requirements that you have to do, and
absolutely,
there's some classes that are tougher. But when you come down to Patterson Fieldhouse, and even just to work out or whatever, you're coming because you choose to do it and you think that there's some value in it, and largely because it's things that you're passionate about. And so I love being able to work with students and see, we really see the Fieldhouse as an extension of the educational arm of the college, mm-hmm. the different skills that we can teach students, the balance that we can give them in their life, to make sure that they're healthy and not just, you know, work all the time. And so having the opportunity to expand our programs, I think, always gives us an opportunity in my area to have that footprint increase. And we've really seen that with our volleyball team this year. And that's why I'm always supportive and passionate around athletics. But then when I thought about the college's mission and what we do, and I see how great BCC is, I'm like, if there's anything that our area can do to attract more students here, we should be doing it. And it was great to see so many in the college agree. I remember when I was going through and talking with, you know, a number of faculty members, and one of the first steps in the process was having internal conversations within the college. And I was like, who can I find that is going to hate this idea just so I can understand the counter argument, right?
Sure.
And I found a couple of faculty members that, maybe weren't the most likely to be supportive, including one. I remember her. She was like, you know, philosophically, I just think education and athletics should be two separate things, which is not an unreasonable standpoint. But she's like, but given what our society is, and especially where we are in Berkshire County, I think that this is a great idea. It's like, all right, well, when I heard that, I was like, we really do have the full support of our community here at BCC behind it. So that was a big piece. And then just finding out the numbers. So looking in, getting all the data from Berkshire County high schools and how many students participate in what sports, as we weren't just deciding if athletics was the right fit, but what sports are we going to go with?
Yeah. And what the existing facilities could support, I assume.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we were also talking with, you know, athletic directors from the NJCAA, but also talking with MCLA, talking with Westfield, some other schools that students from BCC might transfer to and might want to continue their athletic journey, and seeing what partnerships, you know, are we going to be perceived as a threat, or are we going to be seen as an asset, which we really think we can be, rather than have a student go to another school, sit on the bench for a couple of years, and there's some value in that. But if you can come to BCC, play, get experience, and then be more ready to step on the court or the field. And really, that's largely the feedback that we got. I didn't hear going out and actively trying to find detractors. There really weren't a lot in the community, which was really emboldening. And then, you know, you always have to do the financial calculus of what it's going to cost, but also what's the return on investment, and being able to show that. And we got all the data together over the course of about a 9-month research window, presented it to the president's cabinet at the college. And I thought that that could be a long process, and pretty much immediately they're like, we're on board.
Wow.
Well, let's move ahead with this. And we've gotten full support from the college every step of the way, which has been wonderful. And then shifting over to the NJCA, really, Region 21 was open arms. They were very excited to have us. I think having a history that we had previously been in the conference before, I think being a Massachusetts community college, I think they were like, these are the schools that we want to be part of our region. And so, it was exciting and a pretty great process to get accepted into the league.
Were there specific requirements they had to join the league? You had to have certain number of students or have certain facilities or anything like that to say, okay, now everybody, you know, conforms to all of that?
Yeah, I think more so it was having, you know, approvals from the college president, having, you know, showing your budget plan, things like that, and making sure that you actually understood what it was going to take to support it. Now, each individual sport does have some parameters around this, but there's one school that we play in volleyball that plays their volleyball games at an elementary school because their facility at their college like isn't up to to the standard. And so each sport has its own requirements, but the college itself doesn't have to have it. In fact, like our baseball team won't be playing on campus. We are another big supporter of BCC Athletics is Brandon Russo, the athletic director for Pittsfield Public Schools. He's been really, really supportive in like, how can we help? And so some of our baseball games in the spring will be split between Clatt Park and Taconic, and working with the high schools on their schedules. We're
excited. Seems like there's a great collaboration there between BCC and the public schools, especially knowing that the public schools, Taconic and Pittsfield High, both play their home games at the turf field at BCC, which is a wonderful facility and, you know, really better than anything else really in the county that I can think of.
Yeah. It'll be very interesting. We've hosted so many Pittsfield Public School events, so to kind of have the shoe on the other foot will be interesting. And the city of Pittsfield has also been involved in helping as they maintain a lot of those spaces. And, you know, down the road, we would love to see, Waconia Park become a viable option for BCC baseball. I think that would be wonderful. Obviously, there's some steps, and we're not we know that we'll be patient in that process. But yeah. If that becomes an option down the road, we would love to see that.
Would certainly be another feather in the cap for Wacona Park, having one more regular playing team call Wacona Park home, mm-hmm. right? So
yeah, and just looking at the calendar, it seems like things could work as far as that goes, because the Suns, their season was really after the college season, because it's really college players that populate that team. So right. It would kind of go from one into the other. Yeah. And I think that would be a wonderful, wonderful partnership and just flow for the season. And again, where I think our turf field is among the best, Patterson Fieldhouse is really good. I think Wacona Park would be kind of cream of the crop facilities within the NJCAA region. And I think
another good reason to put a turf field in at Wacona Park. opinion. I'm just saying. But, if you had to get two seasons out of it with the Suns and BCC,
sure.
That field's got to stay in some sort of good condition. And that's turf, if you ask me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
And maybe we'll leave that as a hanging thought here as we go to break.
That's a great idea.
We are at the top of the hour, so we're going to take our quick top of the hour break. We're talking to Daryl Shreve this morning. He is the Director of Recreational Services at Berkshire Community College. We're talking about BCC's recent acceptance into the NJCAA Conference, which enables them to play some great intercollegiate sports, including volleyball, which has just started up, and they're in the current season right now of fall of 25, baseball coming up next year. And we got more to talk about with Daryl after the break. So we'll be right back. This is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
For over four decades, Berkshire AHEC has been serving the health education needs of Berkshire County. We offer Massachusetts food allergen training, the Berkshire AHEC Health Scholars Program at BCC, medical interpreter training, and the Tobacco-Free Community Partnership. For more information, visit our website, berkshireahec.org, or call us at 413-842-5160. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Sean Sayre here with you this morning, live and local in our studio. It's Thursday, October 16th, and we have Daryl Shreve here in the studio this morning. He's the director of recreational services for Berkshire Community College. We're talking about BCC athletics and volleyball and baseball and all kinds of great stuff happening there. And you may not have even known that BCC was back in the athletics game and it's just starting up this fall. So, you know, maybe you should go out and check out one of the home games, the volleyball games. It's a great experience up there. So we'll talk more about that with Daryl in just a moment. First, let's get to weather forecast one more time from the National Weather Service and see what we have coming up for us today. Here we go.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, cold with lows in the lower 30s. North wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Friday, sunny. Highs in the upper 50s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Yeah, once again, we're going to have smooth sailing for the BCC volleyball team doing an away game at Bunker Hill Community College. That's today, and so a nice travel day for them, and another nice day tomorrow as well. Certainly a little chillier than it was the last time I was on the air. I think it was still in the 70s last time I gave the weather forecast, and now it's down to the 50s, but we expect that. It's not bad. Not bad at all. We got plenty of time before that white stuff comes. All right. Welcome back to the show, Morning Drive here. And Daryl Shreve, thanks for being here again this morning.
Yeah, it's been so fun.
Yeah, excellent. So talk about, if you will, again, intercollegiate athletics. Anyone that's familiar and a fan of that knows that you have, you know, a team of 4-year students. Sometimes they get 5 years of eligibility, right? And you can develop a player. You can, you know, if they're coming in with a little bit of experience from high school, you get really a chance to train them up and, you know, they get to be cohesive as part of a team. They spend some time there. Of course, these days, some of those athletes are spending 1 year at a college and then going somewhere else as well. So I guess there's that. But for Berkshire Community College and other 2-year colleges, what's it like to bring students in either with former experience or without in a particular sport and then get to develop them before you have to lose them quickly in 2 years?
Yeah, so it's certainly and I think you're right, college athletics is changing in general, and and everything's a bit different than it used to be. But at the community college level, specifically at BCC, it's really a short runway to get a team amped up and ready to go. The women on our volleyball team have been very dedicated, getting together on their own for practices throughout the summer in getting there. A number of our players played in high school, but we have one in particular who's a graduate from Hoosick that just recently started their volleyball program. So she didn't have an opportunity to play in high school, at least in the competitive level in things like that. So it's been very cool to see their development, but it has to happen very quickly because we're playing very good teams with a lot of experience. But, you know, you have this 2-year window, and I think we get an off season, and then the season, pretty much you can begin practices August 1, and you're playing a game a month later, and 2 months later, the season's over. I remember being back in high school as a student athlete and thinking, oh my gosh, these seasons are so long. I've got to wait 2 weeks to play a game. And now, you know, being on the flip side and thinking about all the preparation you have to do, all the things you have to do to get skill development, to get the team to play to a concept, like there is just not enough time for any of this. And even conditioning, you're like, by the time you're really in conditioning, if you start at the beginning of the season, when you really see those returns, the season's over. So it's really the off season is a major piece. And like I said, our women's volleyball team has really just set a strong precedent overall for how much work that they put in the off season. From the second that we announced that we had a team, we hired our coach last January, Coach Rising. She's been wonderful. And once we were having players coming in, it was almost immediately once they agreed to play on the team, they were working out and getting ready and training. And so we have to maximize the amount of time we have because it is a little bit shorter. It's not like, okay, kind of ease into things your first year, and then by year four, you'll be a major contributor. It's like we kind of need everybody to be a major contributor almost right away, which is a cool opportunity, but also a challenge.
Right. So. And what's that conditioning like over the summer? Is that strength training? Is that just lots of practice and lots of scrimmages and things like that? How does that work?
Yes, it's all of that. Yeah. So our
BCC obviously having the facility there with weight training and things like that must be a real good advantage as well.
It is a good advantage, and it's been interesting going on these road trips and seeing the facilities of some of the other schools. And BCC is really like top notch compared to the other community colleges in Massachusetts. We are really, really blessed, also given our size compared to some of these other schools. So I think we have a nice advantage there. The other advantage we have is our fitness center programs coordinator, Michael Carnevale, has a athletic sports training background. So he develops for our student athletes. He talks with the coaches, understands like, okay, our volleyball athletes need to be explosive to get off the ground, to hit the ball. Their shoulders need to be strong. We want to make sure that we're not getting injured on any of these movements. And so he's developed both weight training and plyometrics to make sure that they're ready to go and can stay healthy through the whole season and perform at their best. And then, it's a lot of playing, a lot of repetition. The amount of times that I've seen our servers just in the field house, just setting the ball against the wall until their shoulders like don't work anymore is, their dedication is next level. And then you put on top of that, they're nursing, pre-nursing, engineering students. I'm really like just super impressed with how accomplished these women are, and they're going to be huge assets to our community when they're done at BCC. But we're happy to have them right now, contributing everything they are to our campus.
Yeah, well, certainly the 18 games over basically what 8 week or 9 week time period. Yeah. That's a lot, even for any student athlete, they're juggling, they're balancing a lot, right?
Yeah,
all the studies and all the classes, and I'm thinking logistics also. If you're thinking of Thursdays and Saturdays. Saturday's okay, I can understand, because it's not a regular class day, work day, and then the occasional Tuesday. What are the logistics like for these students? How are they juggling all that?
Well, a lot of it, and we really have practice any day, any weekday that we don't have a game, practice is 4 to 6 generally. Mm. So I think the nice piece of it is there is a structure to the whole thing. So you kind of know every Saturday, every Thursday. And at this point, it's a lot, but I think that there's a rhythm that you fall into. But I'll say we've got a darn near 3-hour ride out to Bunker Hill tonight, and you can bet those books will be open. when you look back in the van or the bus, depending on the trip, you'll see some students who are diligently studying, some who are getting a quick nap in, others who have the book open on their lap, who are napping at the time. They were trying, but they couldn't do it. So, I think that there will be a little exhale when we get to the end of the season in early November from the players. But I think that they are really enjoying the ride, and we do a good job of communicating before the season starts. They all meet with me individually, one-on-one. The coach has a ton of conversations with them, and we want them to come in eyes wide open to what the commitment is. And there have been one or two conversations where it's like, hey, maybe this isn't quite the right semester or time of your life to come out. Because we want to make sure we understand, especially at BCC, students have, it's not just school, that you can see at 4-year institutions where it's school and you can add a sport and that's it. But we have school and work and family and all these other things, that are pulling on our students. And so far so good. Things are going really well. And BCC is also great. We have so many different supports. If students need it, from our tutoring center, to counseling, to all these different places. And we try to get out in front and have these proactive conversations. And the biggest conversation we have with our student athletes, we want to make them aware of the services prior to the start of the season and say, hey, listen, you don't need this now, but we want you to be aware of it and ask for help before it becomes a crisis, right? And it's also on us as the administrators and coaches to make sure that we're keeping a pulse on that, knowing even with that communication, it's a little bit hard to admit like, hey, But so far, things are going great, and our students are performing well on the court and in the classroom.
It makes sense to let them know that ahead of time because it's the full package, right? They're taking on something that's a pretty big responsibility, but it's obviously very rewarding and a lot of fun in a lot of ways, too. But you want to strike that balance, and you got to know where those boundaries are, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I mean, this team has done, I think, everything and more that we would have hoped for in representing BCC. And to me, that's how we're going to judge success. Like, wins and losses are nice, but it's really not what I care about ultimately at the end. It's that our team is staying together, that we're performing in the classroom, that we're representing BCC well, that we represent Berkshire County when we go to these other parts of the state. You know, win or lose, our team stays positive. If you're at the game the other night, we were playing CCRI, a very strong team. You know, they'll make a good play here and there. And our women are still so supportive and positive of each other, even in those moments. And I think that it has a positive effect on our play overall. And I think wins and losses wise, we're doing better than I think reasonably could expect. Our team really holds high standards for themselves. So they would like to see, you know, a couple spots up in the standings. But I'm really impressed with how they've done. And for the first year, I know we're only going to grow and get better. And I think
I would imagine they're learning something along the way from these great teams also, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there are a lot of really strong teams, and the other coaches and talking with them has been interesting. But I think what's become clear is we have one of the best coaches in the region, which is really fun to see. And I think that, you know, we have a great nucleus. So as we add, I'm really excited to see other interested players in the county like see this team, because I think when they add on to it, we have a great foundation to build from. So
how many students right now are in the volleyball program?
Yeah, so we started this season, we have 9 student athletes on the team, and we have 2 players who are I mentioned some of the requirements to be part of the team and to play in games. You need to be in 12 credits, and that doesn't always make sense for all of our students. And so we have 2 just practice players. So they're showing up to every practice. They're at many of the games, supporting, even though they can't participate. And they're putting in a lot of time. And their plan is to play next fall and be ready. And so I think that it's going to be a valuable experience. But I also think, again, it speaks to the group that we have, that people, you know, if you're a practice player at any point, you just pull out and say, like, this isn't something I'm super interested in. I'm not getting on the court and putting on the uniform. Yeah. But because I think our team is so cohesive, like, it's something that people want to be around, even if they're not getting all of the aspects of being on the team from it.
And talk about sort of the recruitment value of having a volleyball team, soon a baseball team as well. When it comes to new students coming to BCC for the attraction of the sports.
Yeah.
And how does it work to recruit new players to volleyball once you say, okay, we have this new cohort of students coming in? You know, how do you sort of dangle that over and say, hey, by the way, you might want to think about this. This is a great experience being on the team.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest challenge of a first-year program is we didn't have those existing players to, you know.
Right.
You can talk to me, you can talk to our coach, but being able to talk to somebody like, what is it like to be in pre-nursing and play on this team, or, you know, and now we have some contacts that can kind of share and talk about their experience, and I think are going to be, like, super helpful in that process. But overall, when I think about it, I think about myself as a high school student who, you know, I chose my college. I was not going to be a D1 athlete anywhere. But had I had an opportunity to stay local and say, like, hey, I could play this sport that I love, like, that would have been a major swaying factor. You add in that you can come.
What was your sport?
I was basketball and cross country were the two. And, you know, and I think you'll see, you know, a wide variety of students that are coming in for different reasons, whether they're like, hey, I think that I can play D1 athletics at some point, but my grades aren't where they need to be recruited. I think BCC can be a place for you. Or you could be a student who, I didn't get as much of an opportunity in high school, but I also, like, grew a lot when I was 16, 17 and sort of came into my body late. And now, like, I'm ready to play and compete. I think that we can see a wide variety. There's an endless number of scenarios that would be attractive, I think, to students. And then you add in the fact that, you know, if you're a Mass resident, BCC is free to you to come. So I don't have to pay any money. I'm going to get ahead in classes. And even if I want that 4-year experience down the road, that's still there for you, but you're competing at a level that you wouldn't otherwise be able to compete at. Yeah. Getting a quality education and setting yourself up for success in a really big way.
So. Are there other costs that the athletes incur when they're on the team as far as travel or anything like that?
Really, no. Mm-hmm. The athletic department is, you know, we fund all the travel, mm-hmm. uniforms, mm-hmm. game equipment, all of that. So, it is a huge commitment of time, yeah. but that is the commitment that you're making, and hopefully it's worth it. And BCC really has that philosophy for as much as possible, the services that we provide our students. So we have some club sports that aren't at the NJCAA level. We really try to keep the same philosophy there. Even an adventure trip, we're going to go zip lining in Catamount this weekend with some students. And we do have a limited number of spots, but that zip lining trip is free to students. We provide the transportation, you know. So BCC really wants students to get the experiences and to prevent as many barriers as possible. Mm. There are, you know, when we're in the recruiting piece of it, D3 NJCAA is non-scholarship, and you're like, well, that doesn't make a difference because tuition is free, but there are some other costs. So if you wanted to, while we're still in the same state, if you're coming from Worcester and you wanted to come play out here for whatever reason, you know, there's housing and things like that. So there are some costs that students could incur that we wouldn't be able to help with. But as far as like what happens with the team and the team operations, that's free to the students.
Great. We're speaking with Daryl Shreve this morning. He is the Director of Recreational Services at Berkshire Community College. We're talking about the college's acceptance into the NJCAA Conference, which is starting up the intercollegiate athletics program again here. And we're right in the middle of the volleyball season. Let's talk about a couple more things before we're out of time here today, which is happening quickly. Let's talk about the facilities at BCC, and obviously you said it's one of the better facilities across the state as far as athletics goes. There's still some things that need to be addressed there, right? And what are those things you'd like to see improved with Patterson Fieldhouse and the other athletic facilities?
Yeah, well, if you talk to anybody that runs any facility, they'll always have a wish list ready for you on things that you could see. So I think the number one upgrade that we would like to see is in our locker room spaces and just making them a little more conducive and welcoming environment, both for our student athletes and for the visiting teams that come in. And I think that would have such an impact not only for athletics, but also for high schools that are coming in and using our spaces, as well as our regular community members and students and faculty that they use our spaces. So we have a lot of space, but it is definitely dated, and we would like to see some upgrades. So we're making some efforts there. I think within the field house itself, two main things that would be a big boon for our athletics program specifically is we have our one main volleyball court, and we've mapped it out, and we could get, for practice purposes, going north-south as our court runs east-west, two courts, which would be great if we wanted to run clinics for the youth, just make practices a little bit more robust as our numbers grow. Right now, one court is plenty, but I think...
What would it take to make that second court happen?
Really, it's a fundraising piece that we're looking at, and we've mapped it out, and we apply for grants and things to try to get us some ways in some of these upgrades. I think the one other piece in the field house that would be good to see is adding a batting cage where then we'd have a retractable net, because, you know, baseball season starts in March, and
you got to practice sometime. Right?
Yeah, right after spring break, essentially, is when conference play starts. And I don't know if you remember last March, but it was a tough season.
Why you got to get the batting cage, because you've got to get people probably right after Christmas and New Year's to get into shape and get those practices in.
Yeah, we want them throwing, we want them hitting, there are some solutions, but it would be best if we had a space. So those would be the three main things that we're looking at. And so we'll see. I think that being patient and taking time, it will come. But you know, a donor out of nowhere wouldn't be the worst thing. So
if you're an athletic sponsor and supporter, we would love to connect you right up with Daryl here at BCC to talk about those improvements for the athletic facilities to keep this wonderful program going there as well. And let's talk about baseball, Daryl, for a moment, because obviously here we are in October. But as we mentioned, really things heat up after the new year. Do we have a baseball team in place yet? Is that something you're recruiting? Do we have people ready to play that sport next year?
Yeah, so baseball is actively recruiting right now. We have a wonderful coach, Michael Muscato, and I think when students and prospective athletes talk with him, they're really going to be bought in right away because he's lived this experience. So he is originally from Arizona. He was the number one recruit out of the state of Arizona.
Wow.
But he had an experience where, you know, goes to the big D1 school, gets injured, has to come back, goes to junior college, goes to the junior college World Series. So he has been at this level, and, you know, he comes out of it and he's like, the best thing that happened to me, he's like, I live and breathe baseball. He's got two sons who are the best. They're both baseball players. He's coaching youth on the side. He's coaching our team. He's doing all, like, baseball is what he's about. And he's like, the best thing through the whole process was the education that I got as I was going along the way and being able to really work with students to figure out where they want to be and help them get to their next step is what he's most passionate about. But he also knows his stuff so well. Wow. So I think that our any student athlete that's playing for Coach Muscato, I mean, very similar to Coach Rising, is going to get a great sport experience, but they're also like really concerned with the individual. I don't think that we could have got luckier with the leadership that we have for those two programs. So, yeah, I'm excited to see it get on, you know, a team get on the field because Berkshire County is a huge baseball county, and I think that, you know, once the wheels get moving with that sport, it's only going to grow and gain momentum.
How many players do you think you're going to need to field the team?
Well,
because obviously you need the nine, but you know, typically Major League Baseball is what, 26, and half of those are pitchers.
In an ideal world, we'd have 20 players. If you look at, like, Holyoke has a team and they run about 15 out there. But the way the baseball season works in our league is you're going to play a game on Thursday and probably a doubleheader on Saturday. So you need some arms.
Yeah,
so,
you got to have a couple pitchers.
Getting the pitching lined up is a big key. So,
and it's full nine innings?
Yep, full nine innings. So it's, you know, it's the game that we all know and love.
I just know that in some educational circumstances, it's seven, right? And that can change. So, target about 20.
Yes,
is what you're looking for.
20 would be an ideal number to make us feel like very strong. And, you know, you always want to make sure that we have a little bit of a buffer, because as much as you prepare and try, injuries, things come up.
Sure.
So, the more the merrier is what is our motto right now.
Well, it's great to see the game of baseball continue to thrive as well. And I know, you know, over the past few decades, it seems like it's been in a little bit of a decline in the U.S. with other sports kind of picking up. Would there be other sports down the road beyond volleyball and baseball that you think might be a good fit for BCC Athletics?
Yeah, so our whole idea when we pitched this and what the college has sort of agreed to is to give these sports like a 2-year runway. So this season and next season, to get our feet under us, to see all the mechanics. Is NJCAA everything that we were hoping it would be? Are things working for the student athletes the way that we thought? And is it tenable? My hope is yes, and that it's good, you know, and so far so good, and that we would be able to expand, and that we would see value in adding some additional sports. I think facility-wise, the turf field that we have is prime for a couple of soccer teams.
Sure.
That would be great to see. We would love to see men's and women's basketball.
Yep.
Cross-country is also something that would be very easy for us to do and join, and there's a few cross country teams in the region. So there's a number
great
of possibilities.
Property for cross country.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
I had a son that ran cross country and did some meets up at BCC before the turf field was there, and it was one of the more challenging locations, I think.
Yeah, and there's going to be a big cross country high school cross country meet there this weekend, and yes, when you train at BCC or really in Berkshire County, you're going to be ready for just about anything in that sport.
Well, Daryl Shreve, I want to say thanks for being here this morning, and the best of luck with everything going on with BCC Athletics and the conference and volleyball, wrapping up that season in the next couple weeks. It's such exciting times to see that return to BCC and to provide those opportunities to students and to the whole community. I would say, folks, if you get a chance, when's the next home game, Daryl?
Yeah, so we've got two Saturday home games remaining on the schedule. So this Saturday at noon against Northern Essex, and then the following Saturday will be our last home game, and we're going to win against Mass Bay, 1 o'clock Saturday the 25th. And if you just go to the BCC website and type in athletics, you can get information on all of the ongoings.
Great. I would definitely recommend that people do that and join into the excitement and go to a game and play along. It's great. If you know somebody that is interested in joining the team and can always contact you, how do they get a hold of the athletic department?
Yeah, I would just, again, if you go to the website, type in athletics, you'll see all of our contact information, both for the coaches and myself, and we'd be happy to hear from you.
That's great. Daryl Shreve, thanks for being here this morning. We really appreciate it. Best of luck.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody. Have a great, it's only Thursday, isn't it? Debates tonight at BCC on PCTV and PCTV Select. You can watch those, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Take care.
Just get in my car, drive.